Energy Committee of Parliament. And I'm sure that when all of this was happening, they came to the committee or probably... what reason did they give you for the termination? Exactly what reason did the country give before we terminated that particular contract?
They couldn't give any reasonable reason. Their reason was that on termination, wouldn't pay any money. And that it was going to save the state money. And that government and Ghana had grounds to terminate the agreement without paying any money. Don't forget, this matter went to court. Government and the Attorney General contested GPGC's claim. Indeed, government was even trying to claim money rather from GPGC. So when government was terminating this agreement, it believed that it was doing so and that government wouldn't pay any money. But today, we are paying $134 million. And as we speak, they are now going after our assets in the UK and in the United States. But like I was telling you, while government is telling us that we don't need this power plant, they've gone to sign a 205 megawatts with AXA with similar terms for more than 20 years. And so you could have just kept GPGC, use it or renegotiate with them with a better tariff and offset all these payments. But you cancel one contract because of your own selfish reason. Turn around to sign another contract of 205 megawatts with AXA Energy. You can check from ECG's website.
But why do you say their own selfish reasons when you say that they did not give you any reason for cancellation?
I am telling you that this termination was because of a family feud between some family members of the president on one hand and the other. And when we assume office, you will get to know the real truth and the rationale behind this termination. They did not terminate the contract because they have Ghana's interest at heart. Because they wanted to teach somebody a lesson. They extended their own family problems into governance and terminated this contract. And today, you and I, and the painful thing is that it is the NDC government under President Mahama that will inherit this debt, which is currently accruing interest. They would have to pay this money. Those who caused the problem, those who caused this mess, they are leaving office 7th January. And we would have to come and inherit this mess.
But, no, but, 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 but,